Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. You never write. You never send flowers. The least you can do is call. Do it now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
I don't know. I suppose we're glad to have you with us for this week's passive aggressive edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Oh, no. Have we had an issue, honey?
Well, you never call. You never,
never write.
That's okay. Don't worry about us.
It doesn't matter.
Fine.
You're all that's important.
Right.
Not me.
Our needs come second to yours.
Exactly.
This segment is brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Now, if you're listening live, today is February 15th, 2018. And if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 492. On today's show, it's all about you, as it is every Thursday. You have to give us a call to participate. 888-RADIO-30 again. It's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630.
And if for some reason you can't call in, you can click on the Contact Us button on your eBay radio player.
That's true.
And type it into us, and we're happy to read it over the air and see if we can help you with your issue. Or maybe you just want to make a comment. And your phone calls to us, you can make a comment, you can give us a tip, you can call in and ask for a listing dish, which is where you give the phone screener, who's Donna today, your any of your item numbers, one of your item numbers.
Griffin, not all of them.
Not all of them, one of them. Griff and I, it has to be yours now.
Yeah.
Griff and I gently critique it, and
hey,
we
can you
help you become more successful.
I found this listing. I don't know who owns it. Can you critique it?
Yeah, well, you know what, Griff?
What?
You don't
what?
Know this.
What?
That has happened before. Our
You're
screeners
kidding.
Have had to screen people out.
Really?
We make sure it's the person.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because anybody could call in and say, hey, check out my listing, and it's not really theirs.
Yeah, I wonder, why would someone do that?
They want to try to see what their competition's doing maybe or something.
Yeah.
Or
okay.
they're It's usually because they're upset at something in the listing.
They're mad as hell, and they're not going to take it anymore.
Exactly.
I know that feeling.
Griff, there is someone that I want to invite on this show.
Really? Who?
To be a guest. This person's name, I think it's a man.
Is it Madeline Albright?
Is no. Jan Pedersen, P-E-D-E-R-S-E-N.
Okay.
Okay. He's going to join eBay on February 20th. He's not even an employee yet.
He's going to be an employee?
Mm-hmm.
What's he do?
He's going to be based out of eBay Inc.'s headquarters in San Jose, right there where you are.
Mm.
Okay, and officially joins the company next Tuesday, February 20th. He has been hired as Vice President and Chief Scientist, Artificial Intelligence.
Chief Scientist?
Yes. But wait till you hear his background. So it's AI, right? Artificial Intelligence.
Yeah.
He's going to lead the company's AI strategy, including computer vision, natural language understanding, and machine learning to deliver new customer experiences across the eBay platform. Pedersen comes to eBay from Twitter, where he was vice president of data science.
Mm.
Prior to that, he spent nearly a decade in various leadership roles at Microsoft.
Right.
He's been credited with numerous patents. He holds a PhD in statistics from Stanford University. And he's joining eBay next Tuesday, February 20th. Love to have him on the show.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Talk about artificial intelligence in the future and
what
it means and that kind of thing. But
yeah, we like that.
He's a guy you should get to know. He sounds very interesting, actually.
Okay, I'll get to know him.
Okay, thank you so much.
Tell me about him.
Appreciate that.
Who is he?
So I told you. Jan Pedersen, J-A-N-P-E-D-E-R-S-E-N.
And he has artificial intelligence. Which is better than no intelligence.
Yes, he's a computer.
He is?
Yes, and we want to have him on the show.
This will be a first.
Hey,
does he talk like this? I am happy to be a guest.
You know why they talk like that?
Why?
Even when they use real voices.
Why?
I used to have to do this. And back in the day, when you had to put your voice on those kind of devices, they brought an oscilloscope into the studio.
They did not.
They did. And every word I said had to match. They would say, okay, you can go up to a 3 with this word.
Yeah.
Or you can only go up to a 2. And like a 2 would sound like, let's say I was having to say the word president. It would be president. Right? But if it was a 3 or 4, it'd be president.
Oh.
And as it as it grew and as they got smarter, it became bigger and bigger to where you could make it sound real. So, yeah, oscilloscopes used to do it. Also, do you know Mohan Pat?
I do, yeah. Oh, nice guy.
eBay's vice president of buyer experience.
Yeah, he's cool.
He authored a February 13th post in eBay's corporate blog that eBetsy thinks should be required reading for all sellers. It's all about reimagining the eBay shopping experience, making it simpler and more intuitive. And he says, we've made bold changes at eBay in the last year. We're building a new shopping experience for our customers that's starting to come to life. And he says they began this multi-year journey to re-platform eBay in 2015 with the goal of delivering relevant and personalized experience to our consumers. There's another guy, Mohan Pat. I don't think we've ever had him on the show.
Should. Shouldn't we have him?
We should definitely have him on.
Yes, I think so.
And he said that structured data is at the heart of the reimagined shopping experience, while new services and features such as eBay Authenticate and Guaranteed Delivery increase shoppers' confidence in the items they're buying. You can read the entire article at ebayinc.com. That's ebayinc.com to see how you can create listings that will help your buyers find their perfect. That's ebayinc.com.
eBay Inc.
So there's a couple of guys. I'm going to give these things to CJ and Betsy and have them bring them on the show.
Yes.
So how are you doing today, Griff?
Okay, a little tired, but that's not... That's normal for me.
So you're putting in this new equipment and stuff, so yeah. new studio and everything.
Well,
how's it going?
The new studio's, you know, a long time off.
Okay.
So, but I'm working in the space I have here, and it's challenging.
I'm sorry.
I know.
It's smaller than the other one, isn't it?
No, it's a little bit bigger, thankfully.
Really?
It's not big enough.
I haven't
been
there since you moved into the new space.
Wow, that's 2 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. I think I can work with it, but it's not like ideal. and learning how to be a video studio person is like proving to be challenging.
You know, that little Valley Girl thing that you're doing?
Yeah, the UpTalk.
You know where that comes from, right? Originally?
Insecurity?
Actually, North Carolina.
Insecurity.
no. Actually, that probably didn't come from North Carolina, but you know, in North Carolina, you learn that what they do is it sounds like they're asking a question on the end of every sentence.
Yeah.
You'll ask them for directions and they'll say, you turn left, then you go down the road a ways and you turn right. You know what I mean? They go up on that.
Really?
That's North Carolina, yes. Yeah.
Well, I remember from the 70s, it was a thing. UpTalk was something you started hearing from pseudo-intellectuals in Boston.
Hmm.
And me and my friends used to laugh at it.
I just heard it from teenage girls, when teenage girls started doing it.
Pseudo-intellectuals. and it used to drive me crazy, and then I thought it would go away as a trend, but it just got stronger. Yeah. You're questioning everything. It sounds like you have no security in your own ability to ask, to make statements. See, it's always looking for approval. I love it on Judge Judy when someone does that. She says, are you asking me?
In the show, in the voiceover world,
yeah,
a lot of young women can't be voiceover actors or actresses. Because not only are they doing that, they're also doing something at the end of their sentences, by the time they get to the end of the sentences with the on it.
Oh, the vocal fry.
Yeah.
Yes, you hear a lot of that.
Yes, you do. Instead of smooth like this, smoothosity, smooth voice, it's, yes, Mohan, Pat, eBay, you know, it's just drives me crazy.
Yeah. That's this crack.
Smooth your voice out. Smooth your voice.
But I have such a hard life. Anyway, this is a terrible thing to do on the radio, isn't it? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
People like
to know about that kind of stuff, I think.
I think they do.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do.
Let me see what else is going on here.
Yeah, what else is going on, babe?
Okay. Oh, today's the final day to view and bid on 23 of the iconic heart sculptures we mentioned last week. They were created for the 2018 Hearts in San Francisco fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
It's an annual art extravaganza. It benefits Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital and Trauma Center. Is that from the Zuckerberg we know?
I don't know. I assume. I have no idea.
Colorful and playful, the sculpted and decorated 3D hearts are first displayed around the city for the public to enjoy, then auctioned on eBay. 7-inch mini hearts starting at an opening bid of $2,500 or buy it now price of $7,500.
Oh.
While 16-inch table heart tops have an opening bid of $15,000.
Yikes.
Or a buy it now of $25,000.
Wow.
Large hearts stand 5 feet tall. That's my height.
Do they?
And start at $25,000 or buy it now for $50,000. Yeah. You can check out all of these eBay for charity works of art at ebay.com/heartsNSF for hearts in San Francisco. So it's ebay.com/heartsInSanFrancisco. 60th Annual Grammy Awards were broadcast. The night is Sunday, January 28th, but the music plays on.
Wait, that's already happened.
Yes, it has, but the music.
I kind of watched a little bit of it and didn't understand what was happening. There's too many young
people.
Isn't
that awful?
Too many young people lip syncing to like really bad stuff. So.
Yeah. I don't even know what the category of music is.
These darn kids today, they call that music? Why, in my day?
I say we bring it back when we only had country, rock and roll, classical, and middle of the road.
Right, and yellow buses with really bad suspension and bullies.
So the music plays on from the 60th Annual Grammy Awards featuring half a dozen one-of-a-kind MC custom Ernie Ball electric guitars hand-painted by prominent Grammy-winning musicians. ebay.com/Grammy.
Oh, well, that's cool. I could buy one of those. Well, this segment was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Your lines are open, don't you know? 888-723-4630. As we continue with eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
USPS has a lot of great ways to ship your stuff. Here at Stamps.com, we support them all. Stamps.com was the first company to be approved by the U.S. Postal Service for buying and printing postage online. And in our 20-plus years, we've learned a lot about eBay sellers. And we know that deciding which shipping option is the best for each package can be tough. That's where we can really help. Stamps.com's best rate comparison engine automatically picks the lowest cost USPS option for your package, making sure you never overpay for postage. If you're new to Stamps.com, we invite you to try our 4-week trial. We'll even throw in a free 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. So, the next time you need to figure out the best way to ship your package, remember Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
You want to connect with your customers, but keeping up with email from multiple selling channels, as well as messages on social media, is a job all by itself. You've got product sourcing, listing, and shipping to do, along with having a life. Meet Reply Manager, the inbox that connects you with your customers. Reply Manager makes communicating with your buyers simple, fast, and personal. Reply Manager brings all your messages into one central inbox, keeping email threads intact. No more switching between multiple accounts and screens. Automated workflows, such as sorting messages into folders, speeding up your response time, and smart autoresponders and personalization hashtags give every response a personal touch. Reply Manager can be used by multiple team members, letting you keep track of who's answering what. Try Reply Manager for free for 14 days. No credit card required at replymanager.com/eBay Radio.
Imagine how convenient it would be if you could source products right from your smartphone. Well, now there's an app for that. With Bulk, you can buy liquidation goods by the pallet or case right from your iOS or Android device. Bulk's free mobile app offers all the same advantages as Bulk on your desktop. Plus, the freedom to source from anywhere you happen to be. You can search Bulk's extensive inventory of wholesale lots by price, condition, or category. Set custom preferences and view Bulk's guaranteed manifests for each lot that catches your eye. You can even save lots to research later. and Bulk makes it super easy to complete your purchase via PayPal or credit card. Bulk deals with leading retailers and manufacturers, so you know you're buying quality and quantity. And thanks to Bulk's mobile app, you can do it on the fly. That's Bulk, B-U-L-Q, for liquidation goods by the pallet or case.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show with the same-day handling time. Here's Griffin Lee.
Well, well, well. This segment.
Yes?
What's that music? It's very 80s. This segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Let your fingers do the walking through the 88 Radio 30.
To the yellow pages you were about reading.
Well, that age.
Another age, right?
Yeah, half our audience probably has no idea what we're talking about. Even when we know what we're talking about. 888-723-4630. What are those two talking about?
So do you remember Tracy from Boynton Beach, Florida, back on Tuesday? She called up and asked some questions about her. She's a brand new seller. And she asked some questions, and we looked at one of her listings, and I suggested to her that she should call in for a listing.
I do remember
that
now.
That we feel that she is a good seller already.
Already.
And that we can only make her better, and we wanted to mentor her.
Okay.
Tracy, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Let's do this. This is going to be fun, because I just looked at it. Looks pretty good, actually. All right. So the item number is 1426-7504-0174. Again, that's 1426-7504-0174. Tell me when you're there, Griff.
Oh, I'm there.
Okay, let's take the title first, Griff.
Okay. Dooney and Bork Black Pebbled Leather Buckle Top Closure Tote Bag or Purse. It's not bad.
I like it. And I'll tell you what, it's the first thing I looked at. I looked over it and I said, oh, this can be a tote or just a regular purse.
Right.
She's got tote, bag, or purse in there.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't need the or, really, probably.
Yeah, you don't have to have it, but it's there, so.
Okay. So you think the title's good? I like it.
I think the title is excellent.
Okay. Condition, pre-owned.
Okay.
Now she, underneath it, she says excellent condition, clean interior, no damage, enlarge the provided photos as they are considered.
Considered what?
As they are considered part of the item description, because you have to click on more to see that. So she said excellent condition, clean interior, no damage, enlarge the provided photos as they are considered part of the item description.
That makes sense.
Okay. So then, look at the photos.
I am. So not bad. The first one is just beautiful, nice and sharp.
Right.
The second one is just beautiful, nice and sharp. And then we get a close-up of the little Dooney and Bork metal emblem, Norwalk, Connecticut. And then we go to the next one, and we see the Dooney and Bork Inc. made in the USA tag. That's good. And then the leather embossed tag saying, you know, Dooney and Bork, Norwalk, Connecticut, made in the USA. And then we get to the last photo. Not good.
No, and tell her why.
Something's happened to your color cast, and instead of a black bag, it looks like you have a metallic green bag. So someone, this can be confusing.
On my screen, it looks silver instead of
silver,
black.
Silver, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that all your photos are consistent in tone across their, all of them. And in this case, it may be a matter of lighting. The other photos that you have of the item are either close-ups or they're against, you know, that white background with the purple. And I'm assuming that because now it's just all the purple background, your camera's not reading the light the same way. So we always talk about this on the air, and I would say that it's important to understand the lighting in order to get this right. Now, you only have one photo that's kind of off the mark, and you may be able to fix that with software so that it looks black, changing the tone so it looks like the other photos. In the future, what you might want to consider is a studio situation where you take your pictures where you can shut out all of the light, a dark room is the best, and then add artificial light, though the light I recommend for most cases are, it's continuous lighting from something called soft boxes, which usually are on a little boom stand, and they're a fabric box held together with a metal frame, and inside there's the inside of the box is coated with metal foil, and there's one or up to four different fixtures for four bulbs. I recommend the four bulb fixture. They accept any bulb, but the ones that they come with are usually those spiral compact fluorescents. They're all going to be rated for the same temperature. So in this case, the way the temperature for light in light bulbs is measured, it's in degrees Kelvin, anywhere from 2,500 Kelvin up to, well, I've seen them as high as 8,000. And the number you're looking for is 55 or around there, 5,500 K. Most kits that are sold on eBay have that. They come with those bulbs. That way, all of the light that you're using, whether you have two, three, or four of these softbox, I recommend at least two, ideally three, all of the light is going to be of the same temperature. Thus, your sensor in your camera is going to have a much easier time determining what the actual color cast of each part of the item is and then render it correctly. What happens in a case like this is if you're using mixed light sources, like you have one artificial light and it's incandescent and you have sunlight coming into the room and maybe there's a fluorescent bulb somewhere, you're mixing all these light temperatures and your camera sensor goes, I don't know what to do. So it kind of averages it out and comes up with its best interpretation. And in most situations, like you're taking pictures of people or, not product photography, it doesn't make that big a difference, but for products, it makes a huge difference because you can end up with the wrong color cast.
Griff, do you have a place that she can go after this to kind of look that stuff up and see what one of those light boxes look like? And
I used to. I don't know if it's still up. We used to have our presentations from eBay Open last year, mm-hmm. but I don't know if those are still up. But you can always email me, and I'm happy to send you links to examples of the right kind of lighting to use.
And the reason that's so important, in your case with this particular listing, you've done so good with the other pictures that it's obvious it's black.
Yeah, and I think someone's going to just discount that last photo.
They are. Say,
oh, that must just be a different color cast.
But the reason it's so important is, think about it, Tracy, they want a black bag. They don't want a green bag or a metallic bag. So if all of your pictures showed a different tone, they wouldn't be sure what they were getting. In many instances, they wouldn't even buy it.
That's true.
So, but yours, you've done so well with the other pictures that it's kind of obvious it's black.
Okay. Yeah, I have this issue with a few of my listings, so that's good to know about the different lighting sources.
Yeah, the other thing that's important is it's the best to use one background. Our recommendation is white. It's going to serve the best purpose. So having a kind of cream background and then underneath that, there's like a purple cloth or something. That's not going to serve you well. It's going to be easier to see the item if it's all white. And if you look at some of the other listings up for sale of handbags, you can see that, you know, a lot of the longtime professional sellers, they, like a online retailer, will display the bag on a pure white background so that it's unambiguous.
It almost looks like it's floating if you do it right.
Exactly,
you know, it's in the middle of it. But that's something you should consider, that the bottom should have been white instead of purple and the background as well, white.
Okay.
So, Griff, she's got free shipping.
Yeah, that's good.
Free expedited shipping.
That's excellent.
Now, she's got price $85 and then a buy it now, but she's also, it's an auction.
I don't see that.
No?
No, where do you see auction?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, time left, 15 days. Okay,
yeah,
I get
it's
it.
It's not an auction.
So it's a buy it now for $85.
Right.
But she's only putting it up there for a while.
Yeah, why didn't you use good until canceled, if I may be so bold?
I just did the 30-day, so it goes up for 30 days, and then...
And then you have to do something. If you did...
Right, because I feel like if it didn't sell in 30 days, I probably need to make some changes, so I didn't want to have it relist as it is, so I might go back and, like, for this instance, I need to, change that photo. I've got 9 watchers on it.
Well, 30 days is not enough time.
The problem is you're going to lose those watchers when you relist it. That's why you should always use Good Until Canceled.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
you know,
so
you can still
30...
go in and change something if nobody's bought it.
Yeah, you can always make changes live. You don't have to wait for it to end.
And you don't have to have a new listing to do that.
Right. So I'm a proponent, and I have people who want to cut my head off about this, about having no durations outside of Good Until Canceled.
Saves you a lot of time too, Tracy.
It does.
Okay. What does it mean when you choose that option and it says something about certain fees may apply? Is it just meaning that the regular fees or whatever?
So with a good until canceled listing, if it's part of your free listing allotment based on whether you have a store or not, and I see you don't have a store, then every month the listing stays up, but you're invoiced for that listing's insertion fee, which is the same thing that happens if you're going 30 days, except that you're losing all the data, all the watchers every time the item ends. So Good Until Canceled, you'd incur the same monthly fee if indeed there is a fee. Sometimes, depending on your situation, there isn't one. But that's what that means. Yeah.
Now I'm going to name everything in your listing that Griff may or may not want to comment on. Okay. Everything's great with their shipping, free shipping, delivery estimated, great payments, returns, 14-day returns, buyer pays for return shipping. Mm. How do you feel about that, Griff?
Well,
she can do it. It's allowed.
Yeah. But so buyers, when they're looking at that, are going to be less inclined to want to purchase the item if they think, well, if for some reason I'm not happy with this, there's a penalty. I'm going to be out the shipping. You know what? I'll just buy it from someone else.
Let me tell you something about 14-day returns, and I'm a big buyer, all right? 14-day returns, sometimes I don't even open my packages yet. Sometimes I've got 6 packages waiting, and I'm going on vacation or something. I don't open it for 2 weeks. Stay with us, Tracy.
This segment was brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. It's free and easy to call us, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeat can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeat gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeat not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeat's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeat helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeat. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeat.com.
You've got high-flying plans for your business on eBay. And ShipStation wants to be the wind beneath your wings. Whether your monthly shipments total 50 or 50,000, one of ShipStation's 6 plans will fit your business right now and give it room to soar. ShipStation integrates with eBay and your other selling channels to help you manage and ship orders more easily in less time, so you can focus on reaching new heights. Takeoff is fast and easy too. There's nothing to install, so you can be up and shipping in just minutes. Plus, ShipStation's automation rules let you customize the fulfillment process to fit your business. And when you're ready to scale up, ShipStation will still be your wingman. Try all the features of ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required. Then choose your plan at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
President's Day is a great time to clear out non-performing inventory and make way for springtime fresh listings. Take advantage of this midwinter retail moment to mark down those items that just aren't moving and consider adding a promotion, such as free shipping when a buyer spends X amount to encourage multiple purchases. Create a President's Day sale category in your store then bulk edit items into it. Spread the word about these bargains via social media and your store newsletter. Make a President's Day clearance banner for your storefront, too. Your sales will have you saying hurrah for the red, white, and blue.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source. Listen while you list.